Our tea break guest this Friday is Louise Brown from St Catherine's Hospice. Louise, hello and welcome to Susie Radio.
Thank you very much for having me here today.
It's lovely to have you here. We're always pleased to see folks from St Catherine's. Michaela came last time about the spinathon. Is Michaela still around?
Michaela's still around. So I joined the hospice about 6 weeks ago in the events team, and together the pair of us work on the events for the hospice.
And what are the projects that you've been involved in your first 6 weeks at the hospice?
So last week we actually had the biggest hospice event for the year, which was our midnight walk. It was Hollywood themed, and it went really well. And I'm working on the big road ride, which is a cycle ride around Sussex and Surrey, which is happening on Sunday the 13th of July.
Tell us all about the whens and wheres and hows of the midnight walk. I'm delighted it was a success.
Yeah, it went really, really well, actually. We had over 500 ladies on the night. Everyone had a fantastic time. They pledged £54,000 to raise money for the hospice, which is absolutely fantastic. We had lots of volunteers, so we'd like to say thank you to all of them for all giving up their evenings, standing out in the roads late at night, and directing the walkers around the route. And where it was Hollywood themed, everyone got involved. We had a photo booth, we had popcorn, we had a red carpet for them to arrive on, and the best dress actually went to Batman and Robin.
That's wonderful. Now tell us about how long a midnight walk takes and how it operates.
So the walkers could choose between a 7-mile walk or a 13-mile walk. They actually started at 10:30 this year, so it was an earlier start time. And the last walkers back from the 13 were probably back about 3:30, 3:45 in the morning. It's really varied. Some people, you know, speed round, and some people take their time and enjoy it.
So you officials were more or less there to see the dawn break, I guess.
Yeah, we saw the sun come up in the morning, and then I climbed into bed at 6 a.m.
That must be hugely satisfying to see the dawn come up after a really big night of fundraising like that.
Yeah, it really was. It was just a fantastic night, and I'm thrilled it went as well as it did.
And is there any way in which our Susie listeners can still contribute to that project?
Yes, of course they can. They can sponsor our walkers. They can do that by visiting our website and making a donation on there, or they could call the events team. The number for that is 01293 447 364, or they could register their interest for next year's walk if they wanted to.
Just give us the website again, if you will.
So the website is www.stch.org.uk.
Right you are. That's brilliant. So one big success achieved.
Yes.
And you've already alluded to the big road ride. Tell us all about that now.
So, like I said, it's happening on the 13th of July. It's starting from 9 a.m. And it's starting in Imberhorn School, which is in East Grinstead. So we've got four different routes that they can choose from. They can do the Townhill 10, which is 10 miles, the Tambridge 22, which is 22 miles, the Foxen 40, 40 miles, and then the Super Surrey 60, which is the longest route. And of course, that's 60 miles. Registration for that online closes on Thursday, but we are taking registrations on the day. I should say that if you register before Thursday, it's £15 per person for an adult and £5 per child. And if you register on the day, then it's £25 for an adult and £10 for the child. Everyone's welcome to come along. And we're going to have entertainment there as well. So if you're not cycling, you just want to come along and support it, then we've got some big garden games. We've got the paella fella who'll be serving some delicious tapas and refreshments. And there'll just be lots of different things for people to get involved in. So they're welcome to come along.
So there's a central festival at Imberhorn School, as well as everybody slogging it out around the roads.
Yeah, there's a few extra bits. People can stay after they cycled as well. So, you don't have to necessarily get on your bike to enjoy the day.
And what do you get after you've finished your marathon in Lycra? Do you get a medal or anything like that?
Yeah, so all of our cyclists will get a banana and they'll get a medal as well, so they can display it somewhere and feel very proud of their achievements.
And display the medal rather than the banana.
Yeah, they're meant to eat the banana.
So 60 miles, that's a fairly serious route, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And if you're starting in East Grinstead, there's bound to be a bit of uphill and down dale as well on those routes that you have.
Yeah, it is a challenging route, actually. We've got refreshment points around the route, so you'll be sort of fed and watered as you go around, keeping your energy levels up. But, yeah, come prepared to go uphills, downhills, flats. Yeah, it should be really good.
And an immense logistical exercise. How many people have you got involved, do you think, helping you out?
So we're actually looking for some volunteers to help us on the day. I think we need about 26. You know, it could be anything from registering people in or marshalling the route or manning one of the water stops. But yeah, it's approximately about 20, 25 people to make the event happen.
And you still need people to do that?
Yeah, we still do. So please do get in contact if you're interested or if you just want a bit more information.
And is it best to do that by ringing up, really, I suppose, direct contact?
Yeah, again, they can call our number, which was 01293 447 364, and they can speak to Michaela.
You taking part in the ride yourself?
No, I'm actually organising. But I did get my first bike last week, so maybe next year.
So, 6 weeks in post. Tell us a little bit about the things you've been doing by way of getting this event underway.
So, I mean, as soon as I started, it was sort of thrown in the deep end, start organising the event. We've been speaking to the local gyms and, you know, different organisations. They've all been promoting it for us. You know, we've been booking everyone we want to come along on the day. We've actually had the bananas donated, which is really fantastic. And it's just putting the logistics in place, really. We've sent everyone out their rider number so that everyone can display it on their handlebars.
Do you spend loads of hours on the phone as well as at the computer?
Yes, we do. And we do a lot of lifting and driving around in the van, actually. You might have seen the hospice van around. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's on the computer, it's active, and it's on the phones as well.
Did I read somewhere there might be a chance to get an ageing bike checked over at Imberhorn School next weekend?
Yeah, so we have a mechanic there on the day, and we've got Crawley Wheelers who are supporting the event, so they'll be around to have a look at all the bikes. Yeah, this event's actually been sponsored by Elekta, so we'd like to say thank you to them for all their support.
Anything in the pipeline, anything on the St Catherine's programme for future events yet?
Well, at the moment I'm in the process of planning our Santa runs, but I'm sure nobody's ready to think about Christmas just yet.
Well, it's only 24 degrees outside. We're delighted that you had such a success with the midnight walk. I'm fascinated by that. And all we really can do now is to wish you another tremendous success with the big road ride.
And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You must be feeling very pleased and proud to be 6 weeks in post and associated already with two huge events.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky. I've walked into this job. Everyone's been really helpful, and it is a really fantastic cause to be working for. So, I'm enjoying myself.
So is it your team back at the office, including those two hospice cats, for whom we're playing your chosen song this afternoon?
It is, yes. It's for all the ladies who walk the midnight walk. It's Hollywood themed, just to say thank you very much and hope they've enjoyed their week of rest.
And tell us about the song.
So it's Footloose.
Louise Brown from St Catherine's Hospice, it's been an absolute delight to chat to you on the tea break.
Thank you for having me.